With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. We'll have details on the strong demand for U.S. beef, but first a word from our sponsor.
At Peterson Farm Seed, we're the kind of seed company that believes in doing the right thing, not the easy thing, every time, like doing whatever it takes to raise more bushels. It means when you're working, we're working. It means helping you dial in your planter settings, showing up with that last-minute in-season delivery, walking your fields, and being your partner year-round. It might be easier to just sell you some seed, but our goal is to help you raise more bushels. Peterson Farm Seed, we're that kind of seed company.
Beef demand seems to be holding steady despite a very high plateau in current beef prices, according to Tyler Cousins, agricultural economist at the Livestock Marketing Information Center. The most recent beef retail prices tracked by the federal government come from June of 2022.
In June, retail beef prices were $7.66 per pound. This is up 20 cents per pound from last year. The record price that we have seen for beef was actually occurred in October of 2021, and that was $7.90.
Cousins says July prices are expected to remain high based on what we're seeing as far as wholesale prices that have occurred over the last month. And in the face of inflation and slowing of herd rebuilding efforts, beef prices remain elevated and domestic beef demand holds strong.
This inflationary environment that we're living in, coupled with the slowing in herd rebuilding efforts, keep beef prices elevated. But domestic beef demand is still holding strong in the face of those challenges. It's just, what's the tipping point here? I think we would have expected that to occur a little bit sooner, but consumers still seem to be buying their beef. I think they like consuming that at home and they learned how to cook it.
Foreign demand or exports of beef are a key piece of the demand picture, as strong beef exports are supportive for domestic prices.
Through those first 5 months of this year, beef exports have totaled nearly 1.5 billion pounds. Now, that's a record pace for the first 5 months in a year. It is also a 6% increase from the same period last year. What this means is about 10% of U.S. beef production is destined for these export markets. So I think that's an important key, is just the pace that we're shipping this and the amount.
Overall, Cousins says the beef demand picture is looking positive, but the inflation environment that the U.S. and global economies are facing could prove to be a headwind in the near future. At this same time, he added, availability indicates that beef demand is holding strong for U.S. beef, which is a positive sign for the industry. With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.